Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscious friend, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So, welcome to the show. And welcome to the first week of 2 weeks on a discussion about bodies and being. Bodies and being. Wow, there's so much there. There's so much to be said about being in our bodies and with our bodies. And we are aiming, really, we're aiming to get clear of all of the energies that don't serve our bodies or our beings, for that matter. And a lot of times we're not even present in our bodies as a result of all of the heaviness that we can carry with them. You know, in this reality, we are taught to see our bodies in a certain way, to maybe judge them, to wrong them, you know, this whole thing on body image in a way that we see it through our mind can be very limiting. And it creates a lot of havoc even in our bodies when we think about our bodies in this way. So tonight, my live guest and I will be speaking about not only holistic health, yoga, and Reiki, which are wonderful things. We will be talking about being in our bodies and our bodies with our beings. So it's going to be a fantastic show. So I'm so excited. So whatever it is that is limiting you from your body, again, we are aiming to get clear on what that is, get clear of it, and really bring in a whole new possibility. Maybe more choices than you've had before, more questions to look at that will allow you to free up and have a relationship with your body that you may have not had yet. How does it get any better than that? So, we are aiming to get into a space of lightness and joy and ease. So, what have you been unwilling to clear from your body? Is it pain, heaviness, PTSD, which stands for post-traumatic stress disorder, limited mobility, or illness? What would you like to clear? What has prevented you from clearing it? And what capacity are you denying you that you have that would allow you to clear your body with total ease? And what would you like to generate and create now instead? Some great questions there. So what we're going to do right now, like I've done in other shows, is to do that guided exercise. And this is where I'm going to have you close your eyes and go inward. Now, if you can't close your eyes because you're driving or you're doing something else, no worries. Just follow along. Listen to, you know, my voice and follow along with the words. But if you have the possibility, if you have the choice to close your eyes, that would be fantastic. So go ahead now. And close your eyes and just bring your attention to your breathing. Now, again, this guided exercise includes some amazing tools and some amazing awareness and a set of tools from Access Consciousness. So if you recognize some of that, that's where that's coming from. So come to your awareness of you and your body. When have you been with your body and you say, the problem is this, and you can't change it? The difficulty is not that. It's something else. So you've got to be in the question and ask, body, show me what it is we need to do or be or have today that would change all of this right away. So if you've been looking at something for months and months and months in a particular place that hasn't changed, that not what's actually going on. Now, it may be part of it, but if you're looking at that as a source when it's not, that's not what's actually going on. There is some lie involved in there somewhere. So ask, body, show me the way. And say, body, show me the way. When you ask your body to show you the way, it opens the door to possibilities. Do you get that the majority of the world thinks their body is a wrongness? And they judge it. So how many fixed points of view, fixed thoughts, feelings, and emotions do you have with you and your body? So let's clear all that now. Remember to take a deep breath in. This is how we do the clearing. With all the heavy. Oh, and now release it all on the exhale, blowing out any heavy limitations surrounding that. Thank you. So interesting point of view. I have this point of view of my body. So here are some questions you can ask your body. Body, what would you like to look like? Body, what would you like to have? Body, what would you like to eat? Actually, you have two choices. You can either be in the question or you can create solid points of view to come to conclusion about what it is and what's possible and what's not possible, keeping you stuck in the limitation of you and your being and your body. But if you stay as the question, more and more and more space, more and more and more awareness, more and more and more and more ease opens up, and more connection to your body you will receive. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to create a physical reality and physiological reality beyond this reality with total ease? Everything that won't allow all that, would you like to clear it now? So let's take a deep breath in and release all of the heavy on the exhale. Wow, thank you. So we're not taught to be connected to our bodies here. We have this idea that our bodies are all fixed points of view, fixed thoughts, feelings, and emotions. When you feel disconnected from your body, or you like you don't get much awareness from your body or connection from it, a lot of the time it is because you had so much awareness in the past that you decided it was too much and you couldn't handle it. Because nobody ever told you what to do with it. They never told you what it was. It was just being bombarded with other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and their judgments, and their fixed points of view that actually kept you in the limitation of you and your body. And the one thing you always have the capacity to do is to shut things out. And when that occurs, it also affects your money flows. It affects how you feel with your body, and it also affects your connection to other people. Because anytime you put up a wall, it keeps everything out and the things you don't want locked in. So everywhere and anywhere that you have cut you and your body off from your conscious knowing, being, perceiving, and receiving, would you like to clear all that now? Wow, take a deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. Wow, thank you. So now, here are some more questions you can ask when it comes to any limitation or limiting points of view with your body. What other question or questions could I ask here? What other choices do I have here for me and my body? What else could I be here and would allow this to clear right away? In order to change anything, you have to be willing to be something you're not. What do I have to be or do to generate and create a different reality? So everything and everything that won't allow all of that, would you now like to clear it all? Deep breath in. And release it all on the exhale. Wow, that's intense. Thank you. So now go ahead and open your eyes. And what do you notice? What are you aware of now? And what if you were to write down any awareness you received regarding your body an awareness list of sorts from which you can be with and add to as new knowings come about. So be with that and feel free to post that this week, my friends. That would be fantastic. So now, my favorite part of the show, as you all know, and that is the live guest portion. And I'm so excited to have this guest on. And this guest is a body worker. And his name is Jimmy Ulysses. And Jimmy is a board-certified licensed massage therapist, having graduated from Utah College of Massage Therapy, Salt Lake City, Utah, in 2000. He runs a successful private practice in Tempe, Arizona, while operating a traveling continuing education business. His classes have been taught in Washington, Indiana, Illinois, Nevada, Colorado, Montana, and across Arizona. Life in the fast lane while authoring articles for Natural Wellness Online and Massage Magazine nationwide. So, without further ado, I would love to bring Jimmy on the show. Welcome, Jimmy.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Sarah, and thank you for your wonderful introduction with your meditation breath work at the beginning, too. What a great way to start a show.
Oh, thank you. Well, I sense it's a nice gateway in for the topic of conversation that we're going to have tonight about bodies and being and all the amazing work that you're doing and how that carries over to living consciously. So where would you like to start in terms of that?
Well, I think that we can start out with the discussion of the what bodies means to piggyback how you had started the show. We have five koshas in traditional Ayurvedic medicine theory, the same theory that yoga stems from, yoga being a branch of this. But koshas represent this interesting idea of bodies and five levels of bodies. You've been referring already to the anamaya. Anamaya being the physical body that we are carrying, and I so wish we had classes in school that taught us how to better care for this vessel we carry. We also have a pranamaya. Pranamaya is that energetic body that we discuss with chakras and such. We have a mind-based body called manomaya, mind thought-based body. Vijnanamaya, which is that wisdom-based, higher mind, higher thoughts body. And then a blissful body, anandamaya, that connects us to higher source and deity.
Wow. And I love that you describe the aspects of body that way, because it's something new to the listeners that we haven't ever talked about before. So since this is so cool and a perfect timing to bring in and that space of how we can look at the many spaces of body, you know, within our body. Mm-hmm. So I'm
so true.
Excited that we're going to be talking about that. So anything about that stands out to you or...
Yeah, I think yoga is ultimately the art of overcoming distractions that allows us to really be in connection with all five koshas, all five levels of ourselves. And as you've said, you know, we do get fixed thoughts about what should be, but those become distracting thoughts created by society or what we think should be true according to labels given to us. But ultimately, I think yoga is that ultimate exercise that's more than just for the physical body. Yoga is really meant for the full body to hopefully get us to a point where we can find ananda. It reminds me of one of my favorite quotes of yoga. One of my favorite quotes ever is, yoga is not about touching your toes. It's what you learn on the way down. I absolutely love that.
I love that
quote.
Absolutely.
And
how yoga really brings together that being and the body and the breath. And I kind of refer to at times the breath and the being very synonymous, as well as the being and the body. Even though they're separate, they're very much intertwined. And when we can live from a space of choice, possibility, contribution, and awareness, it really opens up a space where we can connect with bodies through like yoga and every piece that you're mentioning here, that it really, there's parts to it, but it's so intertwined and comes together. And when we can be that energy, what a game changer.
It's so true. And I think that we often forget how holistic medicine can be. And when we really look at ourselves as this holistic being, we should then seek out remedies that are holistic in nature, not just the classic pop the pill and you're better. That may work for some conditions. But ultimately, I think those are Band-Aid treatments oftentimes. There's a time and a place for medication, but there's also a time and a place for really trying to create a life of holistic health. It's not just something you find in a bottle. Holistic health takes conscious effort. And like the quote we just said, yoga is not about touching your toes. It's not about how far you go. It's really about how connected can I be within my body? How connected can I be with source? And as I'm connected with source, it's amazing how any holistic method of healing can accomplish that. So there's no one right way. There's no one guru that does it all.
We all have
the ability to find it. It reminds me, Dr. Sarah, of a time, if I may share. It reminds me of a time when I was a youth, and I remember my family would say, make sure you always listen to the priest. The priest knows all. And I was 8 years old, so I just followed my family's leadings. But I recognized later in life that we all can have a deep spiritual rooted connection with God or source or whatever you prescribe to. It's not just the one person with the magical robe. We all have that ability.
Yes.
And I think that's what enlightenment is about.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and it's
about,
and enlightenment is really about choosing light, right? And being who we are. Mm-hmm. And I love that piece that you just recognized, that there's really no one above or below us. It's, we have our own knowing, and we can show up and receive from others. And even you recognize God and source, and I oftentimes refer to it as universe, but it's an energy that can be such a contribution to us if we're open to receiving it. But we're being this not from a place of limitation, and that's where it's not a destination to become enlightened. It's about what can I lighten up right now that will free me right away, and that's being enlightened in the moment. So I always bring it back to what can I choose right now that would ease this, and that's even with body, being in the question with body, and that's what you're referring to even with yoga. You have to be so present. You have to be in a space of awareness and acknowledgement and open to receiving, really to be in that yoga, I would say, space within the body and your being. Would you agree?
Oh, so true. In fact, that's why we are called human beings and not human doings. You know, we certainly, we're conditioned to do a lot of things, go to work, go to church, go to school, do a lot of things for different people. But at the end of the day, I know that I've achieved some sort of enlightening moment during the day when I can stop doing and just start being with myself. And that's okay. It's okay to feel like you can just stop and many phrases like stop and smell the roses all means basically the same thing, that we can really become really connected with our true self, not the self that society tells us to be, but practicing yoga and receiving massage and body work methods, energy work methods. It's all a role in helping me become my true self and recognize my true self as a being, not a doing.
Yes. Absolutely. And really, we're meant to live like that all the time, to be so present in a way that we're not distracted by the limiting thoughts, feelings, and emotions. It's a perceiving of things. It's a knowing of things. It's a receiving and perceiving. So we're in that space of conscious awareness. And these things, like we were mentioning with body and other body work, are ways to tap into that. It can be very positive, vibrationally shifting elements that allow us to really enjoy it and be part of it. And I'm always working with clients to be able to clear in the moment anything that's limiting. So I'm grateful that you're bringing that part up about being versus doing, because we are beings in a space of that, right?
We are beings of light and love, and the more that we share this light and love, the better. That kind of leads into the idea of what Reiki represents here, too.
Oh, yes.
Reiki being...
Tell us.
Yes, if I may bring up Reiki, yes. Reiki being, in one level, Reiki is the art of laying on of hands that you may have seen in many religious circles. Ultimately, Reiki, as we understand today, came from the Japanese culture, but it goes well beyond that. Reiki, I believe, is the art of presence, of being present in a sacred space. So the founder of Reiki, as far as we understand today, Dr. Mikao Usui, was teaching lay people, the average Joe, the average Jill, on how to heal. And so they had no formal, you know, massage training, nothing, 1,000 hours, nothing like that. So they simply had to learn, how do I go from the mundane of life? How do I go from that mundane mindset, get stuck in the rut of life mindset? How do I go from that to holistic mindset? And Reiki simply was a means to teach people how to heal, how to hold sacred space with people, but how to really help someone who didn't know how to heal, how to be that healer. We all can be. We all can be. It's just about really
absolutely
fostering those gifts. Fostering the gifts is what's really most important. And I think back to other things that we've talked about before, Doctor, how, you know, I think your true self is who you were at age 8. So I would invite you, Dr. Sarah, I invite you to think back to who was 8-year-old Sarah? Who was she? That was your true self. You were you were vibrating at a high
we're
level.
Just being. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, you were just being. You were just being, yes. And then somewhere along the line, someone said, you have to do this because now you're 12. Now you have to do this because now you're 16.
Yes.
Now you go to college, whatever. And then if we start to get these like ego-based restrictions placed in our bodies and minds, and we start to forget who we were. So I invite all the listeners. I invite all the listeners to simply take a moment at some point to say, how did I get from age 8 to here? Mm. What BS have I believed, if I may say that on your show? What have I believed? What have I come to consciousness? And how can I unlearn some of the improper lessons and perhaps learn something more holistic?
Absolutely. I think it's super important
that
we all do that. And this is the part where I and I think you brought up an amazing point, really up to the age of 8. And I'm aware of this too, that the way we receive things, we're these little psychic sponges running around receiving things. And we're in a space of being that allows us. And really it's that part of our mind that starts developing around 7, 8 years old that starts doing the linear way of thinking. And we buy that as the truth and the rest as almost, if it's not a problem or if it's not linear, it must not be real or significant, when really what's light for you is true for you. And a lot of times it won't fit with the mindset of this reality. And so I love that you brought
that
up, is that when we're being our beings and we're just naturally ourselves without thinking in that cognitive part of the brain, then we actually allow ourselves to be like animals. You know, animals don't have that part of the brain. So it's so... you could just show up and be and make like a squirrel and be.
Yeah, indeed. So the hippies have been talking about this idea for many decades. They were on to something for sure. They really were.
Mm.
And it reminds me also, if I can read the Reiki prayer to you, I think that would be a wonderful addition, because Reiki certainly presents many great lessons, including a clearing method. If we are getting really stressed each day, how do we bring ourselves out of stress mode, out of sympathetic response, put us back into that parasympathetic, restful mode. It says, just for today, I will let go of anger. Just for today, I will let go of worry. Today, I will count my many blessings. Today, I will do my work honestly. Today, I will be kind to every living creature. Just for today is my focus. Not every day, not get overwhelmed, but just today, I can choose to let go of that which no longer serves me.
Wow. Love that.
That's all about
being in the moment. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So I think more that we really take to heart these lessons, then I think that we can actualize what we've been wanting for a long time. But it may not be what 25-year-old Sarah wants. It may be what 8-year-old Sarah wants. And that's okay.
Yeah. Well, and getting clear on what you would like now, and you have the choice and possibilities to choose it. When we actually get the choice is where our freedom is. And when we're young, it's just more automatic being it for most and some, you know, some people, it's different for everyone. But when we're now showing up in this way, we really can be as free as we our choices are. And when we're willing to choose what's right for us, it's true for us. And it brings us back to the moment. All of this connects. Which is really about
choice.
Yes, and people having all these different possibilities to choose from, like yoga or Reiki, or, you know, it's a choice that, oh, I'm going to play with this tool now. I'm going to allow my body to experience this. Or when we're in that question or in that space of choosing, it's really a game changer.
You're right, and it reminds me of a typical phenomena that happens in many people, and you probably see this in the psychiatry world as well, how a lot of people get caught in the, what is the best choice? I won't do anything until I find the best choice, and really we should erase that question. We have to go back to just pick something and start there. If I just start with Reiki and I just start with the Reiki prayer, maybe that leads me to a better consciousness, and I can see more abundance around me, and then I witness more love. I recognize more love, and I recognize it. Maybe some of the love comes back to me where I didn't see it before. So it's a whole new, it's a game changer as far as how you view life.
Absolutely,
that's why I absolutely
Jimmy.
Love the Reiki prayer. The prayer does that for me.
Oh, that's so nice. And believe it or not, our time has flown.
Would you be
willing to come back on the show at some time? Would you be willing to come back?
I would love to. I would love to.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, fantastic. Well, it was great having you on the show. I'm so grateful. And we'll definitely have you back on.
Many blessings to you, Dr. Sarah. Thank you for all the great work that you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Jimmy. So the question of the week, because we're going to jump to that real quick before the end of the show, and that is, what about you and your body have you not been clear on? So the question of the week is, what about you and your body have you not been clear on? So it's not about getting an answer to that question. Some of the information we may have shared tonight may have definitely inspired you to look at the possibilities of that question, but just be aware this week and notice what shows up. And so now next week, we are going to be talking about bodies again. And I'm going to have an amazing guest on, and his name is Jason Rabinow. And Jason does body work in all varieties of ways, and he and I are going to continue this discussion and continue the conversation on living consciously and provide with you some tools to further evolve that space as we did tonight. So there's more to look forward to. So that will be Monday, March the 11th at 6 p.m., so I would like to go ahead now and close the show by thanking my guest, Jimmy, for joining us. What an amazing contribution. So grateful. And I'd like to thank each of you, the listeners, for your amazing energy. I couldn't have done it without you, and I'm so grateful for all that you contribute to this space. And I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host, and so look forward to continuing to be part of this journey with you. So now, go forth this week, knowing I have your back, and knowing that you being you, and you being the difference that you be, is the difference this world requires and desires. So again, go forth and be, perceive, know, and receive it, all my conscious friends. And I'll look forward to talking to you again soon. All right, take care for now.